Country Club FM.
Today's Bob Almanac with an Almanac salute. I didn't pay attention. Did you get some winners yesterday for Chicago Transit Authority action and fun time tonight at the Medina tribute band and show? If you ever seen them, you're going to like them.
Yeah, I've seen them. You They're very, very good.
So we do have a Bob Almanac salute today. We already mentioned Matt Blair, but a big salute to him, number 59. There were a few years there, he was the Vikings' only Pro Bowl representative.
Yes.
For several years in a row. In fact, those lean times there, the late 70s into the early 80s. And he was a big part of their defense. You know, they were playing a 4-3. And then they went to a 3-4 there for a while.
Yeah.
He was always on the outside with Scott Studwell in the middle and Jeff Seaman before that. And your guy, Roy Winston, was a great linebacker,
that, too. Yes.
I think he's still the number one guy as far as number of games played at linebacker. And then it's Studwell, and then it's Blair.
Right.
And great guy.
Blair was so athletic,
too. He was. Iowa State Cyclone. We lost him at the age of 70. I don't know if he passed away yesterday or the day before. Yesterday was the day that the news broke that he had passed away some dementia and some CTE from his time playing football. Friday, October 23rd, 297th day of the year. When we get to Monday, you know what Monday will be, Neil? The 300th day of the year.
How about that?
68 full days left to go. This is a big date in history, in the history of competitive leisure sports, because on this date in 1915... the first U.S. Championship Horseshoe Tournament was held in Kellerton, Iowa, 1915. And they were throwing like real horseshoes, which I can't even imagine them doing that. I played some competitive horseshoes, and they played in Kellerton, Iowa. Never been to Kellerton, but that is the birthplace, that's the home, that's the capital of competitive horseshoe throwing now. For me, I always thought that the competitive capital was Genola. Just outside appears the home of Primus Burger Arena.
Sure.
Back in the day. And then 1930 this day, J.K. Scott won the first ever miniature golf tournament.
Ooh.
The guy knew how to navigate through a windmill and through a clown's mouth, Neil. That's all you need to know, really.
Well, that's a certain skill set that not everybody has.
That was 1930. Let's go back to 1921. Even back in the 20s, the Packers were taking it to us. They were getting the better of us. Green Bay Packers played their first ever APFA, American Professional Football Association game. That was the forerunner of the NFL, and we had a team in the APFA. The Minneapolis Marines.
Didn't know
and
that.
The Packers beat the Marines 7-6 over in Green Bay, 1921. Now, the part of that is the Packers went on to be in the NFL. The Marines did not, and we had to wait till 1961 to be in the National Football League. 1941.
Dumbo, the little elephant who was all ears.
A flying elephant. Who thought they could actually pull this off? But they did. Dumbo debuted on this date. Walt Disney's.
Gossips discover the scandalous truth about the new arrival.
Have I got a trunk full of dirt?
His mother goes wild.
Down! Dumbo down!
It's not a happy scene. Neil, your thoughts on Dumbo? An elephant
impressive.
That could fly. Big ears.
Big ears, and he got it done. So, you know, you got to give him some credit.
1041. And Neil, you always thought that the only thing that the Belgians ever gave us were waffles. Right?
And horses. Didn't
and
they give us
Belgian waffles? Yeah, yeah, that's right. I mean, even the horses eat the waffles. That's what they fed them, the old waffles. They fed the horses that. But they also gave us the Smurfs.
Oh,
believe
I
it or not,
that.
Not many people knew this. No, 1958, the Smurfs first appeared in a Belgian cartoon. The Belgium cartoonist Peo had the Smurfs in the story of Johan and Pewit. And they were a comic and then eventually a cartoon. And then later on, I think early 80s, the Smurfs came here. But 1958, the Smurfs were born. Ooh. And they were destined to greatness, as you know. That was in 1958, 79.
Everyone knows the glorious story of the child born in a faraway manger. Well, this isn't that story. This is Monty Python's all-new Life of Brian.
A Monty Python movie. There's some the three ones, of course, that I like. Meaning of Life, Life of Brian, and then, of course, the Holy Grail. Those are the three. Those are the Holy Grails of Monty Python movies. And Life of Brian opened in theaters on this date in 79. In the news in 83.
Death came out of the dawn light of a quiet Sunday morning in Beirut. The soldiers who were to die seconds later were still sleeping when the fanatic drove his killer truck at full speed into the four-story building. Jeez. He deliberately sacrificed his own life to kill so many others.
This was that ugly, sad bombing in Lebanon at the Beirut International Airport and the Marine compound there. 237 U.S. Marines killed when the suicide truck bomber crashed. 1983. 1991.
Earlier today, Clarence Thomas and his wife, along with President and Mrs. Bush and some 300 friends and family of Justice Thomas, gathered on the South Lawn of the White House for the first of two swearing-in ceremonies.
And our C-SPAN camera, the only camera we have, was there.
Of the United States.
So we had the one and only Judge Clarence Thomas sworn in on this date. 1991. Now, you know, there was Anita Hill, and she accused him of doing some things, something with a pop can and possibly an explicit video. We're not sure, but I think I remember those are the topics that came up. But despite that, he was still sworn in the nation's 106th Supreme Court Justice on this date, 1991. You must have celebrated that here at Bob since the signal is 106, right?
Well, we were enamored with the Twins at that time.
Speaking of baseball.
Here's the pitch on the way. A swing and a belt. Left field. Way back. Blue Jays win it. The Blue Jays are World Series champions.
That's 2 years after the Twins won.
Hits a three-run home run in the ninth inning. And
Joe Carter, just the second guy to end a World Series on a home run. I believe Mazeroski was the other one to do it for the Pirates. You can confirm that, Neil?
Yeah, I believe that was 1960.
This was game six of the World Series here in 1993, 8-6. He hit it off the man who pitched like his hair was on fire, Mitch Williams.
Oh, sure.
You remember the MVP from that World Series?
Molitor?
Might have been Molitor, and it was Molitor, 1993.
Yeah, a lot of hits in the leadoff spot.
1995, former Selena fan club president Yolanda Saldivar convicted of killing the superstar, the Tejano music star outside of a Texas hotel, March 31st, 1995. So later that year in 95.
How weird was that?
She was the fan club president. Are you that much of a fan if you kill the person?
Well, you kind of got a question.
Or do you go over the top? You become so enamored, so obsessed that the only thing that you, if you can't have her, nobody else can kind of thing. And so deal. She was convicted on this date, 95. How about 98, Britney Spears? The Almanac is always better when we feature some Britney Spears music. It's science, Neil. It's science. It's proven. It's in the numbers. They've done the studies. This song was released. It pretty much put her on the map.
What year was that?
You remember it, Neil.
Well, I do, kind of. What year was that?
It was 1998.
Okay.
2004.
Shockingly, it appears Simpson had been lip-syncing to Pieces of Me, or at least singing along with the track. Her band gamely plays on, as you can see, while Simpson fumbles her way through a bizarre jig before wandering off stage.
It wasn't a pretty sight, and Ashley Simpson created a media buzz after performance on Saturday Night Live has revealed that she was lip-syncing.
Yeah, I mean, very obvious.
But every episode of Solid Gold, American Bandstand, they were all lip-syncing anyway. And if you're going to lip sync, just make sure that you know the lyrics. One.
That helps.
That then it doesn't skip and stick.
Yes.
And you don't have any technical difficulties. It's going to happen.
Those are giveaways.
There's a lot of lip syncing that goes on because some of these artists and they're jumping and they're dancing and they're somersaults and they're cartwheels. There's no way they can sing and maintain a note like they do while they're doing that. So it's obvious. Even though they've got the little headset on, they are lip syncing or at least being helped out. That's just my point. That's my thing on that whole thing. So you know, whatever. Ashley Simpson. I thought you were talking about O.J. Simpson there for a moment. Lip syncing. Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Are you sure? He's good.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light?
That's Lou Rawls. It was his last performance this day, 2005, in Chicago.
At the twilight,
national anthem.
That
appears to be... can't tell if that's... I think that is in Chicago. Because it was the White Sox and the Astros. That sound pretty good for Lou Rawls? That was his last performance?
He was, yeah, getting up there.
Then he broke into a rendition of Lady Love. Then shortly thereafter, birthdays now.
Winner of this week's Gulf Coast Golf Classic was Chai Chai Rodriguez. Chai Chai finished with a 9 under par score.
Chichi Rodriguez.
Hopefully, Mr. Rodriguez will play up to par this next competition.
Whenever the topic of Chichi Rodriguez comes up, you can't help but think of Les Nessman.
You cannot.
And his butchering of his name. And also, Rodriguez. That butchering of the name and that Les Nessman bit brought to you by Split Rock Coffee. In fact, the entire almanac is brought to you by Split Rock Coffee, the coffee you can drink all day.
Nice.
Again, visit them online, splitrockcoffee.com. You can even order the coffee right online. So happy birthday, Kai Kai. 85 today. Pele, the Brazilian soccer star. He's 80. I remember him playing for the New York Cosmos.
I saw him.
Was he as good as Ace Netzelenge?
I was a big Ace Netzelenge guy, and they were on the field against each other at the same time.
They were both pretty good, but Pele was like the first
Pele
name and only name.
International and star and
I always
hero.
Tell the story in fifth grade. I was a smart aleck, and the kid was reading the Weekly Reader, and there was a story about Pele, and I knew that it was Pele, and this kid pronounced it Peel.
Right.
And I go, yeah, like apple peel?
Yeah.
Fifth grade, Neil.
Yeah, you're already handing it out.
I was getting my skills taken care of and sharpening them and honing them for this right here, the Bob Almanac. So Pele probably can still do a pretty good soccer kick. But what about the scissors kick? Can he do that at 80?
That might be a
at 80?
Struggle.
Huh?
That might be a struggle. Mm.
Dwight Yoakam.
I don't have custody of the kids.
You know what?
Yeah. I don't get custody.
It has been an insane, pathetic joke.
But right now, she doesn't know where the kids are.
Do not talk about me as a mother. I'm so sick to death of you talking about me as a mother and what I've done
wrong.
They're
probably at a firehouse somewhere.
Do not talk about that.
Ryan Yoakam and Rebecca De Mornay, the opening of Wedding Crashers. It's hilarious.
It's a good show.
And you know Dwight Yoakam is a singer. We know what he sounds like there. But as an actor, he has been in Wedding Crashers, Sling Blade. Mm-hmm. He's 64.
I want a new duck, one that won't try to bite.
Your guy.
One that won't chew a hole in my socks. One that won't.
You know, the other thing about Dwight Yoakam in Wedding Crashers, I think he's the one who came up with the line, Ma, the meatloaf. I think he came up with it. It wasn't in the scene, but he came up with it in post-production or pre-production or the table read. I think he came up with it at the table read.
One that won't raid the icebox. One that'll stay in shape.
I want a new duck. Weird Al Yankovic, among all of his great parodies. This is off my new album, provided to me by Neil Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
I am the proud new owner of a gently used LP vinyl of Weird Al, Dare to Be Stupid. And that's one of the tracks off of there.
I want a new duck.
Weird Al is 61. Doug Flutie.
Well, I think Doug could be the Joe Namath of the USFL.
It's flattering. But I'm not going to try to hold myself to that comparison. I'm flattered by any time they compare me with somebody that's that good.
So that's Doug Flutie. That's Donald Trump, owner of the New Jersey Generals, big USFL guy. And then, of course, Joe Namath. Flutie, 58. He's got his Flutie Flakes, Neil.
Sure.
Did you ever try them? They were delicious and stayed crispy in milk.
I did not try them.
And they are the part of any balanced breakfast.
I'm sure they're delish.
And the other thing is the Cousins has now his own cereal.
What?
The Cinnamini Flakes or something, Cinnamini Bits. And they're Hy-Vee is selling them. I don't think they're flying off the shelves.
No.
After three interceptions in the first half last week.
Cereal gets intercepted.
They're going to have to probably
get to my table.
They're going to probably have to give them away.
Yeah, probably.
So Doug Flutie, 58, Junior Bryant.
And now what do I do?
You know, him from Ricochet.
Sure.
It was Jeff and Junior Bryant. Those are the two brothers that kind of formed Ricochet.
This was their debut hit.
Might as well be. So Junior Bryant from Ricochet, he's no longer in the group. And I took it, I took it upon myself to put some Ricochet. Because, you know, they had more than just one hit than Daddy's Money.
Oh, yeah.
So I put a Ricochet song other than Daddy's Money into your Bobathon. I hope you appreciate that. I really do.
I love you
this much. Junior Bryant was 52. Jimmy Wayne is 48, had a few hits.
Oh, yeah.
And I took it upon myself to put a Jimmy Wayne song into your Bobathon.
Oh, cow. I'm loaded up.
You don't have to do anything, really.
Well,
set
like it
and forget it. So Jimmy Wayne, 48. Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool.
You know how they say cancer in Spanish?
No.
L cancer.
Looking good, Francis. Well rested. Like you've been pitching, not catching.
Deadpool, have you seen it?
Yes.
It is hilarious.
Both of them.
You got to see it like five times in order to get all the one-liners.
They come Gatling gun style.
Fast and furious. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds, he's 44.
I am Daenerys Stormborn, of House Targaryen, of the blood of old Valyria. I am the dragon's daughter, and I swear to you that those who would harm you will die.
You know, she is much more than all that. She became the mother of dragons. She became the unburnt.
Ooh.
She was also the Duke of Earl and the leader of the pack, Neil. So the titles.
Wow.
They had to do two episodes sometimes just so she could get all of her titles in.
Was she the blonde-haired one?
Yes, she was. Okay. She was Daenerys Targaryen and she had the dragons and she was doing all kinds of stuff. She was roasting marshmallows. Amelia Clark, 34 today.
All right, on the gone but not forgotten category, we do have a few things here. College football player and coach John W. Heisman was born on this day, 1869. Have you heard of a trophy called the Heisman?
Doug Flutie's birthday on the same. He won the trophy.
Yeah, it shares a birthday.
He shares a birthday with the guy, the namesake.
The namesake. So, J.W. Heisman, 1869. Remember Harvey Penick? If you can put it on a peg, put it on a peg. That was his deal. Golf instructor, 1904. This must be James Daly. And it is TV theme time.
First time today.
Is this medical center?
Yeah, it is.
Nice.
He's the guy who told Chad Everett to do what to do, told him what to do with his stethoscope.
Ah.
Go take your stethoscope. And
we were big medical center fans, of course. Emmy award-winning actor James Daly was on that program, 1918. Frank Sutton, he was on Gomer Pyle. He was a drill sergeant.
When you are told to fall in, you will fall in, and you will not be late. There is no place in the Marines for a man who is late. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
I can hear you.
Yes, sir.
And guess who was late?
Not Gomer.
No, unbelievably, yes.
I know.
I think it was Andy's fault.
Yeah, that was the first. That was
or
from
might
the
have been
first
Goober's
one.
Fault. Might have been Goober's fault.
Well, Andy brought him to... you know,
yeah, but Goober
the
did the work on Andy's car.
Well, maybe that's what
and he
what
couldn't
it was.
Maintain speed as they were driving there. I remember it. He had to go like 40.
Sergeant Carter was played by Frank Sutton, who was born on this day, 1923. 2 years later, out of Nebraska, Johnny Carson.
Eisenhower warned us of the... what the hell did he warn us? That's right. The military-industrial complex and Reagan... warned us about the Iron Triangle. And Jerry Ford warned us about the third step going up Air Force One. Remember?
His monologues were must-watch TV.
Absolutely they were. For the great late-night TV is what it is today because of Johnny Carson, born on this day, 1925. Anybody else?
The Do Ron Ron. How about your guy Jim Bunning?
Oh yeah, Jim Bunning,
pitcher, author.
Yes, and House of Representatives, representing the state of Kentucky. He was mentioned prominently in Ball 4. He was with the Phillies when they collapsed in '64, unfortunately. But he's a Hall of Famer, Jim Bunning, 1931, and they're all gone. but not forgotten.
Your staff forgot Dr. Bellows.
Here's one that will interest you. A witness saw it snow on Major Nelson's house, but only on his house in the middle of July.
That was obviously some crackpot.
It was reported by me.
How about a Paul Lynn cameo?
Well, why not?
That's right. Dr. Bellows from I Dream of Jeannie. Hayden Rourke, born this date, 1910.
Oh, how did
he was funny.
Him?
I mean, he was always frazzled. All this stuff was happening. He could never grab the concept that there could be a genie in a bottle somewhere, someplace.
Well, that would have been hard to do.
It would have been.
1910. Fine. Now they're all gone, but not forgotten.
More about Split Rock Coffee. Coffee you can drink all day. Disabled veteran-owned Split Rock Coffee sources only the finest beans from around the world. Using these beans, Split Rock creates a lower acidity coffee and a perfect balance of flavors. Ask your grocer for Split Rock Coffee or visit splitrockcoffee.com. to order online. Would you like to start your Bobathon with Rodney Crowell, Lovin' All Night, Lone Star, My Front Porch Looking In, or one of the great ladies of country, Reba?
I love that Rodney Crowell tune. Let's do it.
Here we go.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY Fair.